things over.
My name is Mildred Himmelfarb, and I'm the interviewer. Today's date is August 19th, and I'm speaking with my two daughters, and they will be the one who are being interviewed in the city today of Los Angeles. Elaine is, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
Okay, my name is Elaine Himmelfarb, and I am the daughter of Millie Himmelfarb. And I would say that my mother is the biggest influence in my life, and my mother is sitting right here. And the reason is because she has not had such an easy life and made some very difficult, challenging choices to in love of her family. And I think that that's something that I really admire, that she doesn't take the easy way out, she takes the hard way out. And that was true with my nephew when she raised him, when he came to us when he was around 11. And there's many, many other examples. So I would say you, Mom, have been one of those major influences in my life. And now I'll give it to Joni.
Oh, no, I want to ask you one more question before I turn it over to Joni.
Okay.
What are the most important lessons that this person would be me that taught you?
I don't exactly know, but I think I would say that you've taught me that the right choices are not usually the easier choices, and that's okay. That you that you're in it for the long haul, that there's no easy answers to some of life's most difficult and challenging situations, and that just go with it and don't expect something easy. It's living life well is a long-term thing.
thank you, honey, Elaine. Now, Joni, can you tell me someone who had a big influence on your life?
Thank you. My name is Joni Weiss, and I am 55, and I am so delighted to be here. I am the actually adopted daughter of Millie Himmelfarb, who is the same person who had a big influence on my life. And I just think it's so charming that she introduced us as her two daughters. You know, in life, you feel like you're born to your mom, and that's the way it goes, but how wonderful to get to be adopted as an adult. I moved to Los Angeles, and my family was in New York, and Elaine adopted me as her sister, and Millie adopted me as her mom, so I've been part of the family ever since. So a big person who influenced me is you, Millie. And there's so many reasons, but certainly this commitment to family. You know, every year we have this amazing Hanukkah celebration with people flying in from all over the country. Friends are invited, family is invited, all the generations sit there, and you know, it doesn't even matter if it's close to Hanukkah or not, you know, it's very relaxed about that. And they invited me to lead the ceremony, and it's just such a time of love and warmth and celebration and humor. And we all go around the table and we each say a toast. And it's just amazing and interesting to hear over the years, what do people toast to? And it's been from things as, you know, profound of the love of family or people who we love who are missing, or, you know, cotton fibers and polyester, which was one of our big discussions. So that's been really so special to me. And, you know, some of the life lessons I've learned are live in the moment, take the time to celebrate things with the people you love, and to respect and make a commitment to the power of family, and just to have fun. We had this crazy Halloween party, and I came to the house, and there's giant spiders and skeletons, and the whole thing was just so crazy and fun, and everybody was laughing and having a great time. And I just think that you and my adopted sister Elaine really know how to live life. You work hard and you play hard and you love with a full heart.
Well, I'm not sure if the next question applies because I think you both answered it. Can you describe one of your happiest moments? Elaine, what was one of your, I guess this would be more personal, which would be one of your happiest moments?
Well, I wouldn't say one of my happiest moments, but when you asked me that question, the thing that came to mind is I made a choice to adopt my daughter. She was living in Romania in an orphanage, and I was a single parent. And I wouldn't say it was the happiest moment of my life, but it was probably the most important thing I have ever done. And it's probably the thing I'm most proudest of ever doing. And it's not been an easy road, but I'm most proud that I made that decision to do that. And I think that she also understands that as well, even though I think she understands a little bit about where she came from and the forces that brought her to me and to you also.
Yes, my granddaughter. Joni,
yes.
One of your happiest memories?
Oh, certainly it's all of our celebrations. We call it Red Shank Retreat. That's what we call the house. It's up in the Malibu Mountains, and it really is like a retreat. It's just a beautiful home and so welcoming and warm, especially during the fire season, since it's particularly warm.
That's always a problem, yes.
One of my happiest memories is I have one son named William, and Elaine and Millie had a party where we just threw pumpkins off of a second story.
Playhouse.
And
right.
You would think, what kind of party is that? It was one of the funnest things we ever did. We smashed pumpkins. We would just have all of these fun, crazy adventures together. And some of my other favorite memories are the haunted house we did. Her grandson, Colin, and our kids were there, and they did a haunted house. It was a whole scene, and people would come into this dark room and experience the experiential theater. I mean, who else does this in their house for Halloween? And it was just a great time. So I think a lot of my happiest memories are all of our reunions and seeing all the animals. They have so many animals, from emus, and it's funny because we're at this exhibit called Not an Ostrich. And, you know, they did have ostriches, so I was like, it is an ostrich. They had ostriches and emus and sheep and German shepherds and bull mastiffs and cats of all sorts and sizes. And now tortoises. You never know. Oh, we have peacocks. We have
llamas.
Geese. We have llamas.
Swan.
Oh, and a swan, you know, you just go there, you don't know who's going to be there. So, and Millie even had a monkey named George.
Oh, George.
Go from property to property, eating people's roses. So, some of my happiest memories, honestly, are taking pictures. They've adopted me as the family photographer, and I have taken pictures of the German shepherds and the dogs and the peacock and all the animals and the families they've been growing up. And it's been such an honor to capture the good times with my camera. And that's been really a pleasure.
We consider Joni our official photographer. Our whole history of our family is from Joni. And that way we're always going to have it, but we have to thank Joni for that.
Oh, and Millie and Elaine put together a giant project this year, which was the Millie Legacy video project. And I came up to Millie's and I said, let me just help you take a few of the pictures that you have that are print pictures and digitize them so you could put them in the video. That's the Legacy video. And I said, I'm just going to be here for about 2 hours. Well, 2 hours turned to 4 hours, turned to 6 hours, turned to 2 days. I just finally said, I'm sleeping over. And we spent hour after hour going through the old pictures. And I got to photograph them and digitize them. And edit them and get them ready for the videographer. And it was such a special time, the two of us, and Elaine would come in and she would help us pick the right pictures. And it was so touching and fun and meaningful to see all of these historic pictures. And there was one picture that Millie had that she loved, and it was her and her mom. And the picture frame had broken, and it was broken glass. And she gave it to me and said, well, can you fix it? And I really wanted to fix it, but I don't have those kind of Photoshop skills. So I took it to my teacher, and I said, I can't fix this. And she looked at me and she said, let me work on it. And I have it right here. And she made it, and she fixed the whole thing for you.
Oh, my God.
Surprise. And it's a picture of her and her mom together.
That's beautiful, Joni. Thank you.
So, and wow. I made a black and white one for you on the back. And that was my photo teacher, Carol Hoy, who's amazing. And she said, well, you know, it's covered, so you have to clone the eye and then put it back in and change all the picture levels. And I just said, I can't do it. And she did it and said, here it is, a gift for you. So
wow, you have to thank her so much for me.
I will. So that's one of the special moments. And right now they're all looking at the picture and we are sharing it together.
Wow. Elaine, honey, how would you like to be remembered?
I just have to say
that Joni's a bit in tears now, but they'll dry up at her turn.
It was just that picture was so meaningful.
And also that my mom's in her 90s, and so and that we did the legacy project as kind of a for the grandchildren and great-grandchildren to really have a sense of her life, in, especially as a young girl, and her history and how she grew up. So what was the question?
How would you like to be remembered?
Gee, how would I like to be remembered? I think as someone who was optimistic and that I think that there's really hard things in the world and there are things that are scary and that it's our almost obligation to remain optimistic and hopeful for the future, for not just for ourselves but for our children and our children's children. I think that that would be to always have hope and optimism, no matter what, no matter how difficult things are.
Well, that's pretty good.
Wow.
Pretty good.
I'm not
okay.
I don't know. I can be remembered to be extremely negative.
Okay, Joni, your turn.
It's all going down in flames, so what the hell? You might as well take some pictures, you know? Why I'm the adopted daughter, not the actual daughter. I'm from New York, and you're not negative, you don't fit in. You know, and aside, talking about Elaine's positivity, for goodness sake, is I met Elaine because I was her intern at the County Health Department. And Elaine is not only my sister, she's such a friend and a role model and an inspiration because she has dedicated her life to public health work. And whether she is in Romania or whether she is working at a refugee camp or whether she is helping the greater contribution for microloans for women in Uganda, this woman really doesn't just talk the talk, she walks the walk, as we say in New York. Get her a cup of coffee, she walks the walk and talks the talk, all right? So I just wanted to say that about her. So if there is anybody who's going to turn the world around, it's this one right here.
Wow, okay.
Wow, that's right.
Well, this one's a little harder, but if this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you would want to say to me? I assume that's me, Millie, but I'm not sure, but it says to me. Elaine?
If this is our last conversation, what do I want to say to you?
Right, that's a hard one.
Well, first of all, I guess I hope that I've already said it, that it's already clear, but I'm not sure what.
Well, you might say goodbye.
Well, I don't know. I guess I want to say your example is pretty inspiring to me, and your life is pretty inspiring to me. The fact that you chose when your husband, my dad, passed away, you chose to live on that mountain, and you made the mountain your mountain, and then I got to share your mountain with my daughter. I think that the way you've lived your life has been inspiring to me, and it will continue to inspire me, and I know that it does inspire Maria.
Jody?
Okay, I was going to mention that you really made the lentil soup, but the lentil soup doesn't seem to be as powerful as Elaine's thing, which is also somewhat good. The whole thing about, you know, a legacy and all that. But I was going to mention the Kugel's good. And, we really love to have a healthy salad, which they do a great job with. Well, I would just want to say thank you for adopting me. Thank you for being a grandma to my son, William. Thank you for welcoming so many people into your family who are not related by blood, but related by heart, you know? And I think that when I go there and I just see all the friends there, you know, Steve and Sergio and Jose and everybody whose lives you touched up on the mountain and not on the mountain, you know, you just kind of remind me that family is what you create. And I just wanted to thank you for letting me be part of this. I've loved being part of this family, and I'm just so appreciative, whether it's taking a picture by camera or us just all laughing together and me taking a picture of my heart. So thank you for that.
This one's a little harder since you're both so young and your children are both young. But this is for your great-grandchildren or your grandchildren who would be listening to this recording. Is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them that you'd want them to know?
Well, I guess before I answer that question, because I have to think about it, maybe you want to also answer that question too. What you would want your grandchildren to know. Putting that out there. Okay. So the question is, what do I want my great-grandchildren to know?
Is there any wisdom that we'd want to pass on to them that you would want them to know?
let's see. I think that maybe this is just how I'm feeling at the moment, but I think that it's hard, maybe my great-grandchildren, I think it's hard growing up. I think that kids, especially now, I don't know if it's especially now, but I find that in my world, kids are faced with all kinds of challenges. And maybe that will be true for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. And I would say to always that things will get better. Things always get better, I think, and not to give up. That life sometimes can be really hard. I think I've already said this before, but I guess it would be something like that.
Optimist.
All right, the pessimist comes, Joni, your turn.
Like, what are you going to tell your grandchildren?
What are you going to tell your great-grandchildren?
That was very optimistic. Things always get better. I was going to say, get under the table because it's coming down. Oh, that's great.
I don't know.
Yeah. For my great-grandchildren, you know, I've studied personality, so I love to talk about personality. I would say be proud of who you are. Everybody is different. You know, sometimes people think, oh, I'm this way and this other person's that way. That's not a better way the other person is. Everybody just has their own strengths. So I would say to my great-grandchildren or my grandchildren or their dogs or cats, you know, in case they don't have kids. No guilt, kids. It's all right. I would say use your strengths. I would say have a balanced life. You want to work hard because there's pride in doing good work, but you want to play and enjoy the moment. Plan for the future, but don't become obsessed with it. Live where you are now. Remember the joys of friendship and family and connection, and make time for self-care. And appreciate all the beauty that we have in this world and treasure it and respect it and protect it.
Wow. Well, that's the last of the questions. So what I'll put to you is that, is there any closing statements, Elaine, that you'd like to make?
Okay, Mom, sure. So I was thinking about this. When Joni and I helped my mom make her video legacy. It also, part of it was kind of going through letters and recipes. And so just recently I read all the letters that people have written you over the big occasions of your life, like your 50th wedding anniversary or your 80th birthday.
Yeah, okay.
And reading what family and friends have written to you over such a span of life made me so proud to be in this family. It's not something I did. It's something that you and Dad created through these letters that people some of them I know and love, others I don't even know, and are certainly not part of the family. But they all wrote to you, and we have a record of them, and how you and Dad impacted their lives in a very deep and meaningful way.
Thank you, Joni.
Yeah. I like letters, and I like it when people write nice cards to me, and I open the mailbox, and it's not something from the IRS or something about a bill that I owe. I'm the less intelligent of the daughters. You know, the adopted daughter comes in a little bit later, you know, stumbling in. Final messages. I just want to say how fun it is. How fun it is to all be together, whether we're going to the museum or at the beach or hanging out at the house. You know, this connection between moms and daughters is a very powerful one. And I'm just so happy to be part of it. And I feel inspired and touched. And I'm so glad that we're making this legacy and that we're going to be part of the Library of Congress, and that my photos will hopefully eventually be there too. But until then, you get our little interview of friendship and love. Anything about you want to add, Mom?
Well, I want to say this has been very, very lovely. And I appreciate all the kind words. And also that should go with the legacy that I've already made as part of it. And it's just wonderful that we're here together, and let's do it again.
All right, how about in about 10 minutes? Here's Joni signing off.
Eddie Lane, bye-bye.
And Millie, bye-bye. Okay.
Are you sure you are finished? I think we're sure. Anything else we wanted to do?
We're good.
Well, I couldn't. The questions were over.
They were great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says you won't be able to resume it. Are you sure you're finished?
Yeah. I think we pretty well did it.